Did it just get fatter in here? Oh wait, here's Cliff and Kendall.
Chill.
No, I never found it here.
Cliff and Kendall.
Sam.
Tell mama.
This is the show.
Don't got nothing for that one, Kendall.
Chills, they're multiplying.
And I'm losing control.
Listeners, you have lost all control of your listening device.
Welcome to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Ghost.
Sure, welcome. That's who we are, that's who I am, that's who Kendall is. And this is a internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99.
Come on!
You're listening to
Rye 99.
KBSH in Busheltown, USA, Kendall. Right. 4 a.m. Sunday morning, remember that?
I hope you're listening live.
If you're listening live.
4 a.m.
Listen, if you are up making biscuits and rolling out dough, you are going to flip your shit, because guess where we are reporting from?
Tokyo!
Tokyo!
Do you ever think you'd be in Tokyo?
I really never did, and the lights, I've annoyed every Tokyo citizen. Because on the sidewalks, I just keep it, let's where the lights are bright and making it neutral. And I can never remember the exact words, so I have to mumble it like that. And
Susan, several... Cliff,
yes.
Several people have asked you to stop.
And I'm also an ignorant fool American. I don't know what they're saying. And so I can't tell if they're saying encore, encore, or if they're saying no more, no more.
Very confusing. But that's why we're here at...
At
the Outback Steakhouse here in Tokyo.
The Outback.
The Americanist of establishments.
It's one of the Americanist establishments that we've ever been to, Kendall.
Sorry, Cliff, I'm so distracted. There are so many people here in the lobby.
And there's just a odor of beef.
Oh, so much beef.
Beef in this booth.
No. Oh. Charles was in here earlier, though, so explains it.
Oh, that's that puddle.
Oh, God. Ooh,
what's the muddle in the middle?
Oh, that makes me shake. So, Cliff, we're
the
here.
The puddle where the poodle did the piddle.
We've put this our sound booth here in the lobby, and we've taken up all the room where people could wait to sit down, so they're kind of angry at us. There's a big crowd. They're all gathered right in front of the booth here.
There's nowhere else to gather.
It's the only gathering spot.
That's the gathering spot. I'm assuming is what that says in Japanese. In that arrow that points down. I really wish that we had taken the time to learn every language on Earth.
Yeah.
I really don't care. Do you? I mean, not really. If somebody can just tell me what's going on.
I can Google Translate it on my phone.
Oh, my God.
So, Cliff, we're talking about mints and gum today.
We are. Mints and gum. Fun with your mouth is how I think of this episode.
Is that what this episode's about?
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you love mints, Cliff?
Do you love?
That's a serious question. You know, I'm always serious with my questions.
I know. What's your favorite mint memory?
I might not have one for that one.
I cannot f***ing believe you don't have a favorite mint memory.
I know. That's the first time.
Mine would, of course, be the heyday of the Rosie O'Donnell show when she partnered up with Altoids. And everywhere was an Altoid. Here an Altoid. There an Altoid. There a Koosh Ball. There another Altoid. And I used to have a Rosie shrine in my bedroom. I was a cool teen. And I had a Rosie shrine, which included an official Rosie O'Donnell show Koosh Ball. And 8x10 of Rosie clipped from a ladies' home journal. And 10 of Altoids and the Betty Rubble action figure from the Flintstones movie.
That was a shrine.
I told you.
You are correct.
You know in how those movies, when they cut to the person in their bedroom, and they have pictures of people, like, just taped everywhere all over their mirror, and they're writing something in lipstick on the mirror, and it's implied that they're insane.
Cliff, I designed that when I do the theater sets at the Busheltown Center for the Arts.
Well, next time you need a nuts apartment, I'll show you some photos from the 90s,
all
okay?
Right, good.
Those were memories. I've forgotten everything about it, but there's... The beef scent is bringing me back. We're at the Outback Steakhouse in Tokyo.
Oh, and look at this blue. We do have a blooming onion here.
Well, we did.
Oh, how much did you eat?
I'm sorry, I ate that 1/8 of it there.
Oh my God.
And that 1/8 of it over there.
Can we get another blooming onion, maybe?
Hold on, let me open the door.
Oh. Hey. And some bread. Get some bread.
Can we get some bread?
We never got any bread.
Oh, my, please, we're ordering bread from this poor waitstaff at the Outback Steakhouse in Tokyo.
Oh, dear.
It's very embarrassing.
It's improper etiquette, dear, for you, and we've taken up so much space out here, dear, I can't believe it. I feel terrible.
Well, Kendall always takes up a lot of space. Everywhere he goes.
Itch.
Bitch.
Dear.
Oh, this foul language here in Tokyo.
So
I hope none of them speak English.
Look, Batiste, I brought you this special sauce, dear. I've been out working for hours with the chef. Back in the restaurant, we've been working on a special recipe of my mother's for this wonderful sauce to go with the blooming onion, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's the most delectable sauce I've ever put around my tongue, dear.
Well, I would love to try it. We, unfortunately, ate the blooming onion. Here comes another one. Hold on.
All right. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Keep them coming.
Well, my Kindle don't agree.
So, let's try it, Cliff. Let's try it.
All right. Oh, no. Ooh, that's a sauce.
Ooh, that is amazing. No, dear, no, it's missing something, dear. I'm not sure.
It's got the perfect amount of chili powder.
No, dear, it does not have the perfect amount of chili powder.
I like the rye,
exactly
though.
Exactly what it's missing. So, oh, thank you, dear. The rye is one of the secret ingredients of my mother's.
No, don't give her the secret.
Oh, dear,
what if there's a reporter from
the
Busheltown Examiner outside the booth?
I'm not going to give up the most important ingredients, of course, dear. That's one of the well-known...
whatever you say.
Of course, you can taste the rye. It's easy to know about that.
All right.
Well, dear, I'm going to make another batch with this ingredient just a slightly bit, dear. We're going to be right back.
Sugar lump.
All right. Well, I thought it was amazing. In fact, I'm glad she left it.
I don't need a spoon. I'll just use my finger. Remember on The Real World when everybody got real mad because Puck used his finger to get peanut butter out of the jar?
I would have had a problem with that.
You wouldn't have?
I would have.
You would have?
I'm so OCD, I would have had a problem with that, yes.
Now, who in the world would you not have a problem doing that?
Me?
Other than me and Susan, your wife and your show wife.
There's nobody else.
Nobody?
No.
What about your dad?
My dad, I would, yes.
Okay. That's it. On a desert island, your sister.
No.
Now, see, I can't get started on a list of people I'm going to lick peanut butter off their fingers.
It's only immediate family. I guess my sister's involved.
Oh, I need something immediately.
But I don't want to start this getting out of control. I want to
Kendall, this show is out of control.
It's way off the rails. So let's get back to gums and mints. Here we go.
I put this in your mouth and suck it, Kendall. Ooh. Chewing gum is what I'm talking about. Speaking of these onions, chewing gum while peeling onions, that will keep you from crying.
Oh, will it?
Yeah, yes.
That's a good tip. I'm going to use that.
Buy stock in Hubba Bubba now.
Cliff, the largest piece of gum
ever
was equivalent to 10,000 pieces of chewing gum.
Oh.
I would love to get my hands on one of those.
Wouldn't you just love to get your hands on it? I really would. Kendall, the very first bubble gum was invented by who? Do you know?
Jack Wrigley.
Not by Jack Wrigley, not by Mrs. Charles Lindbergh, but by Frank Henry Fleer in 1906. Get this, Kendall. He called it blibber. He called it blibber blubber.
I don't know why, that's just so much fun to hear.
And Fleer's recipe was later perfected by Walter Dimer, who called his product Double Bubble, which is also fun to say, but not as much fun as blibber blubber.
No, blibber blubber, I'm going to start calling it that. It's just so much fun.
Crockpot, could you get us a pack of blibber blubber? Just kidding, Crockpot, it's out of production.
Make it a double.
But make it a double anyway. Kendall, what about You never shared a membrane.
I don't have one. I keep trying to think of one.
What an empty life.
I'm so sad. This is really killing me that I don't have a memory.
Christ.
Give me time.
All right, Kendall, here. Let me give you another factoid.
Yeah, keep. Give me my...
Kendall, speaking of Tic Tacs, other things you can put in your mouth and suck, they were produced by Ferrero, which is the Italian candy maker, which is better known for Nutella.
Nutella.
Ooh. Kendall, speaking of Tic Tacs, now, much like American history, it's mostly white. The boxes are colored, but the Tic Tacs are white in most countries, not in America, though, because of the ban on food coloring agents. Now, in America, you just put whatever color in there.
You can toxify whatever orange thing you want to stick in
there. They do not care. American lives are not valued. Now, but other countries do, and so that's why their Tic Tacs are white, Kendall. So if you go to a store here in Tokyo, don't freak out because you think that
everything's white.
Did these Tic Tacs are faded. What's wrong?
Everything in this store is white.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Speaking of colors, do you know why bubblegum is pink?
Blubber blubber.
You know why blubber 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 is pink?
Why is bubblegum pink? Does it have anything to do with some sort of accident at the chewing gum factory?
Well, it was the only color they had left, what the inventor had when he first successfully made the batch, and it just stuck.
Ah, oh, shit. All we got left is this damn pink blipper blubber.
We'll go with it.
Just go with it. Go with God, Kendall.
God.
Now you're gonna fucking shit. Kendall, prehistoric men and women chewed on lumps of tree resin. Why? For pure enjoyment, making them the first ever gum chewers in recorded history. Kendall, he hasn't stopped shitting, folks.
I thought that would pull your teeth out.
The study of civilization has found that almost every culture chewed some kind of gum. Here's some goo from a tree. How about I chew on it?
I'm gonna stick this in my mouth. Chew on it.
Just chew on it.
Cliff,
chew on that one, America.
Do you think it's time to help some people? God, please help somebody.
Listeners are praying, Lord, please help Cliff and Kendall. They clearly need it very badly. And they're not wrong, but now it's time for us to give back to the community.
Let's give back.
Let's do it.
You've got questions. We've got answers.
Dear Cliff and Kendall.
All right, Cliff, I've got one right here.
Oh, shit. It terrified me.
Forgive me, Cliff. I am so into this blooming onion over here.
I'm about to wipe up some of this with my finger. Did we already talk about finger licking?
Yes. Finger licking good. All right, Cliff. Our son-in-law, Brody. Dear Cliff and Kendall, let me just say that. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I thought that was implied. Oh. Our son-in-law, Brody, has a very different lifestyle than ours and the one in which we raised our daughter. I pointed out to her while they were dating, and she was not pleased.
Uh-oh.
I decided to say no more and try to accept him as best as possible, although I admit my husband has been better at it than I have. One thing that continues to bother us is that whenever we invite them out for dinner, Brody will order the most expensive thing on the menu. He also has a couple of drinks, upgrades a salad, orders dessert. By the time he's done, the cost of the meal is double what everyone else's. Although we can afford it, we feel this is bad manners. Mrs. Potter Butter Mushroom, I have to ask her. I'm not sure if he's trying to take advantage of us or he thinks he's entitled. Our daughter thinks he's wonderful and doesn't seem to mind that he does this. I worry it may reflect badly on her when they were out with others. Is this acceptable? What do I do? Paying dearly in Montana.
Get the hell over it.
Amen. Problem helped.
Problem helped. There you go. Another problem helped, Kendall. Let's put that in the helped pile.
All right.
Here's another one. Oh, there we go. Let me open it here. Oh, there we go. Oh, got it. There we go. Yep. All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall, I realize that was not implied. I didn't know what you were talking about. Son-in-laws. I was thrown. But this one starts out like this. Dear Cliff and Kendall, how much interest in an adult child's sex life is normal? My mother seems obsessed. I hooked up with a girl a couple months ago on a Friday, and she spent most of the weekend with me, Cliff and Kendall, if you know what I mean. But hey, dudes, we both knew it wouldn't go any further than that. Well, the gnarly news is it turns out she works with my mom, who by chance found out about the weekend. Mom has been interrogating her for every dirty detail, every chance she gets, and she likes to drop those dirty details into my daily life to embarrass me, Clifton Kendall. Oh my God, she does it all the time. How much interest is a parent supposed to show? Mine knows my favorite sexual position and intimate, bizarre, freaky thing.
Oh my Lord.
And that is signed exposed in Smackovster.
Well, oh Lord.
Oh Lord. Lord, help this listener.
I don't.
God.
I feel like they shouldn't have that much interest in your sex life. And I feel like if it bothers you, you should talk to your mother and say, whoa, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's stop this.
She'd be like, yeah, I heard how much you like to pump it.
Don't talk to my significant other at your office. It's not appropriate. It's improper etiquette. Shut it down.
You didn't shut her down.
Tell her to get over it.
You turned her on. You don't want to get over her, you want to get under her.
No, stop it.
That's how it would go. That's how it goes, Kendall. This, you know that's how it would go.
Oh, my. Oh, did you see he tells the contractor? Oh, boys, he's been caught deep frying his underpants.
Oh, God, what?
Oh,
it was terrible. Can you believe it? It's so embarrassing,
no.
Dear.
Oh, and would you believe it? The health inspector was here. Oh, he's about to shut down the whole restaurant, boys.
Wait, he was doing it in the deep fryer they use for the... Everything else?
The deep fry, the Bloomin' Onion
dear,
deep
fryer? He's been deep frying his underwear all day, dear. Everything you've eaten has been deep fried in that underwear, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, Kendall, my. You've been eating underwear sauce. And he was worried about
licking excuse me,
peanut butter from my finger.
Oh, dear, where is he going?
Everyone has regrets. Don't add missing Cliff and Kendall to the list. They'll be right back, so don't go away.
What are you doing? Why, it's an old superstition. Kissing a donkey relieves a toothache.
Ee-oh.
Well, how about this one? For aching teeth, run 3 times around the church without thinking of a fox. Sounds silly? Well, that's what people used to believe. Luckily today, they don't lean on fallacies about dental health. Instead, they've learned the facts. Where some folks used to think of going to a dentist only when they had a toothache, today, they go for regularly scheduled examinations.
We now return to your magic time. Cliff and Kendall are back.
Kendall, stop eating that Bloomin' Onion. Don't you remember it was deep fried in Charles the Contractor's underwear sauce?
Can we get it out of here?
Here, just crock pot. Will you just take this egg from some bread?
Well, after I got through puking.
Oh, Kendall, please.
Sorry. Blorching.
Thank you.
I came back in and I tried Mrs. Potter Butter Butter's new sauce, which I thought was amazing.
It's good. Got that taste out of your mouth and a good taste.
Yeah. And it was even better than the other one that she made. And she still said it wasn't right. She's going back to the drawing board.
All right. This one had saffron in it.
Oh, see? That's always the ingredient, I'm telling
Some of the benefits. Put it in your mouth.
Some of the benefits of chewing gum.
What are they?
They improve your memory, your concentration. And you know I have such a terrible memory.
Uh-huh.
I need to be chewing gum 24/7. It improves your wakefulness, whatever that means.
Maybe we should chew gum while we do the show.
How's that sound?
Probably we'd probably start winning Peabody's.
Maybe it improved that. It's like people that used to like smoke on the TV.
Yeah, we'd be the modern day Edward R. Murrow's, exactly. Even more than we all already are. Kendall, did you know, speaking of fun with your mouth, that the Dum Dums mystery flavor, Kendall, it's no mystery anymore. Just consider me.
You're gonna drop a bombshell here on the show?
Yeah, you know that magician. who just told all the secrets.
The masked magician.
Yeah, I'm him, but about Dum-Dum Mystery.
About Dum-Dums.
A mystery.
You Dum-Dums?
Kendall, the mystery flavor is created when the sucker-making machine switches over.
Is that the technical term?
Yeah, it's
the sucker-making machine.
Turn this in the facts from the writers. The sucker-making machine, when it switches over from an old to a new flavor. And when it comes to these mystery flavors, Kendall, it's not a case of a mystery at all. Do not call Jessica Fletcher. It is a case of waste not and want not. They're like, here's something that tastes like half of this and half of that, and put a mystery question mark on it.
Sounds like Penny Pinching to me.
Take this and suck it.
Like, it's a good mix of these two flavors.
So everybody out there who spent countless hours trying to think, what is this flavor? What is the mystery?
I bet there were people in a room with yarn tied from pictures trying to figure it out. It was
a beautiful mind in there.
Well, bombshell.
Bombshell.
All right, Cliff. Another good benefit of chewing gum.
Oh.
Protects your teeth.
Does it?
It improves your breath.
Uh-huh.
Tell that to Charles, please.
Let's
get him a case.
This is really scary. We're on the road. We're in Tokyo. I don't know where we're going to even be next. And I have a tooth that's like falling apart.
Oh my God.
And it's got like a hole in it and like pieces of it keep falling off.
Won't they just like fix it for free here though?
Hey, now, if not, we'll wait till we get to one of those countries where they will.
Yes, we'll keep moving around.
Yeah, Kendall, now, if you want to blow a really huge gum bubble, guess what? Chew it until the sugar's all gone, dummy, because sugar don't stretch.
Look at this and tell me it doesn't stretch.
It jiggles. It doesn't stretch. Okay. There's a fine, fine line.
No, thanks.
Okay. All right, Kendall, we got to get him back in here. It's time for You Want to Hear.
Come on in. Oh, here she comes with her other sauce.
Oh, you better try this one. Oh, she's doubled the amount of...
I don't know, dear.
What is it, dear? Turmeric?
Turmeric, dear. You know, turmeric is so good for inflammation, dear, for your joints. It's one of those ingredients just good for everybody.
I do feel sort of inflamed all over, so...
I'm very inflamed.
I'll just take a little dip of that there.
Here, I'll get a spoon.
I think it's great.
Oh my gosh, I could eat that as a soup.
Kendall would eat it as a damn soup.
Yeah, I'm not. But are you sure? You're not just saying that. I'm just gonna experiment just a little bit more, dear. One more time.
There's no time for experimentation. I'm fearing that this is awakening your addiction to gambling, sugar lump.
No, dear, it's nothing.
I feel like you're gambling on this sauce.
Let's hear something weird.
Weird.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. It's time for something weird.
Kendall, do you want to hear something weird?
I do. I want to hear something weird. Right.
Well, listen, I'm going to win.
That's a bold statement right out of the gate.
First off, I'm going to win.
We don't know this.
Second off, I'm going to let you finish, but just as long as you know, I'm going to win.
I'm going to let you finish. Here we go.
All right.
A church in Edgewater, Florida is begging for forgiveness after posting a message that most people interpreted as being sexual in nature.
Please don't say the word sexual on the air.
Read this on the air at all.
Definitely not.
Come on. It's a weird story. It's on the internet.
Listen, we're in Tokyo, where the lights are bright.
Tokyo. Last week, the Bella Vista Baptist Church posted a message on the outdoor sign that read, "Forgiveness is swallowing when you want to spit."
Ooh.
An Instagram user posted the photo, and it says, "I think someone messed up here, and it could be considered a sexual innuendo." So the church said they meant nothing. Yeah, right.
Kendall, that is not weird. That is just simply
terrible.
Vile.
Absolutely terrible.
Oh, but I admit I stopped listening. I was so offended by your flagrant use of the word sexual.
Oh, okay. I'm very sorry.
Now, whereas Kendall totally misread the room and gave us that. Now, here's a weird news story that, you know, some people might consider a little PG-13, but it's weirder than it is gross. All right. Or blasphemous, as the case may be. Kendall, guess what, everybody? A fitness fanatic who doesn't know one, right? Well, not a fitness fanatic in our lives, right?
We know one. Richard Simmons. We worked out with him in his studio.
I thought you were pointing to yourself there.
No!
And I was very confused. Kendall,
way past.
Everybody, a fitness fanatic. He got what? But his wang. Trapped in the hole of a weight.
Oh,
and he had to go to a hospital to get it removed. Can you believe this? Purple and swollen. It was in the dumbbell. This unnamed gym fan shocked medics when he arrived at a hospital in Worms, Germany, with the unusual fitness injury. They had to call the fire brigade. They spent hours using specialist equipment to free him. Another... they had to use a grinder and a vibrating saw to remove it. And here's a pixelated photo. It's pixelated, folks. Totally pixelated, even for the listeners at home.
Oh, that hurts.
It was stuck.
What is this? Thumb? Getting a thumb stuck in a dumbbell. That sounds terrible, boy.
Yes, dear, that's what they said. Okay. Wow. All right. That's just horrible.
That was weird.
It was horrible.
You do not hear something like that and say anything but, whoa, all that was weird.
Well, you'll see. We'll just see how weird this is going to be.
Let's see, you're going to see. I'll see.
Hold on.
See.
I'm making sure it's not too dirty first.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Cliff, I don't know if you've heard the story. I think we've talked about it before. This woman that's jogging and just pooping.
Yo.
On the street in front of these people's houses.
Yeah.
Have you seen that one?
I think so.
So, Charmin has really came out to try to help with the situation. The company has taken it upon themselves to become a small part of wiping away this mess. On Wednesday, they tweeted, if the mad pooper turns herself in, we'll give her a year's supply of toilet paper to help with her runs.
This is the most disgusting thing I think I've ever heard. I can't believe you're saying it in a restaurant. People are eating ribs. Inches away.
You were talking about Charles deep frying his underwear.
The waiter just walked by with a meatloaf.
Kendall has once again blown it. But here we go. Kendall, you blew it. All right, Kendall, but guess what? Now, this is weird. All right.
This is weird.
A genius Russian boy. He believes he had a previous life on Mars. And guess what? Unlike the rest of the world, his parents believe him. The curious case, some have called it, of Boriska Kaprianovich, who's 20 now, continues to startle experts. Everybody just think of an expert and then watch him in your mind be startled by Boriska and
his
bizarre story. He first came to the mainstream attention of conspiracy theorists when he was the subject of the documentary called Boriska, Indigo Boy from Mars. And from an early age, he began telling experts about his previous life on a distant planet. Boris believes he lived among an alien civilization that was ravaged by war, guys, and then a nuclear catastrophe. The Martians, if you were wondering, were 7 feet tall, and they breathed carbon dioxide. Now, he claims he was, and this is just a claim, allegedly, that he was a Martian pilot and traveled to Earth, where he was reborn in the great year of 1996. The human race has much more knowledge to unlock, says the great, and the Great Sphinx in Egypt holds the key, he says. He knows this. Why aren't we opening up the Sphinx? The human life will change when the Sphinx is opened. It has an opening mechanism somewhere behind the ear. I don't remember exactly, claims Boriska. Now, Kendall, outlandish claims, you may be saying.
But no, not at all.
But guess what? He first became famous in Russia after holding adults spellbound with his tales of his former life on Mars. During a camping trip.
They shouldn't be, you know, giving that deer a platform to talk about that stuff, dear. It's not. I'm sure it's just his imagination.
Oh, what are you talking about? I dozed off there in the middle of them. There was about a young man doing something there. It sounded very weird from what I heard.
I think he'd been listening to Life on Mars, David Bowie.
He's alive on Mars.
He was like, oh, that's a good idea.
All right, guys, so which one of mine was the wiener?
How do you know? It was one of yours.
I just told you. The wiener was the winner, obviously,
yeah, well,
right?
It was yours, dear, of course.
It was truly bizarre, whatever that was. I don't remember anything about that. But, oh, dear, is that crockpot over there? Is she trying to pay the bill?
No, dear, no, you mustn't let her pay, dear.
Oh, I can't let her pay. Oh,
get it to
yes?
Stop whatever you're doing.
My place. Host match. That's fine. Okay.
Well, oh my gosh, why is he wrestling the Bill out of Crossfire's hand? He was afraid she was going to tip more than 13%.
Oh yeah, I see. Okay.
That explains it.
I thought that was out of character for him.
Lesson learned. Kendall, it's time for a game called Host Match.
Host Match.
It is. And,
will we match?
And
are you remixing?
Regurgitate to me what the point of Host Match is.
Well, we're the hosts.
We are the hosts. You got it right so far.
We have to match.
We are going to match.
That's what's going to happen.
All right, here we go. Number uno. Mm-hmm. Kendall. When the dentist looked into King Kong's mouth, he said, "Huh, I bet you ate a baseball team. Your mouth is full of blank."
All right, one, two, three.
Balls. Bats?
I thought you would go for the... Okay.
You know, if you...
Overthought, sorry.
Throw post-match, I swear.
I didn't go with my gut. I didn't go with my gut. Here we go. Let's try it again. Here we go.
Kendall, here we go. Mr. Belvedere, guess what he said? He said he's no longer dating the Jetsons' maid, Rosie the Robot. That's because he just found out she has robotic blank.
One, two, three. Nuts.
Feelings. Oh. Why would Rosie the Robot have nuts?
I don't know, because she's robotic. She's metal.
And so any female robot would have nuts.
I thought it was asinine.
Oh, you meant like screw nuts.
Screw nuts, yeah.
You didn't even mean screw nuts, did you?
Yes, I did.
I think I...
As an ironic thing. Yes.
It was bitterly ironic. Here's the next one, Kendall. Millie.
I'm getting so much flack for my answers. I'm being... So abused over here.
Kendall, shut up.
Okay.
Much to yours and the listeners' delight, we have many more to go, and you have a lot of chances
okay,
left.
Okay, here we go.
Kendall, Millie, she said, "My new hairdresser's strange. First, he put my hair in a bun. Then he put blank on it."
I'm so scared. I'm nervous with my answer.
Don't be nervous. Right,
here we go. One, two, three.
Mustard.
Oh, all right. Close. Closer.
Kendall, you've heard of the 100-yard dash. Well,
I've heard of it.
There's a new Olympic event only for fat people, a.k.a. Cliff and Kendall's of the world.
Finally.
It's called the 100-yard blank.
Three.
Cookie. Buffet. Okay, that's close. All right, listen, any buffet I go to, damn well better have cookies.
Better have cookies on it, so there we go.
Kendall, our pal Morty the Mortician, he got into trouble with the law when they found out he'd been harvesting the blank from the corpses he embalmed.
One, two, three. Souls.
Wieners. All right. Oh, last chance.
Why would he want the wieners?
Kendall, I don't know.
Okay.
Kendall, there you go, last chance. The chief of police asked the suspect, "Did you just rob a Red Lobster? Because your crotch is full of blank."
One, two, three.
Crabs! There you go.
I got crabs!
Finally.
Got it.
And the show...
Must come to an end.
...goes on. And we keep going.
I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I know you're just wrapping up the show.
I know.
I finally perfected the ingredients. Dear, here you go. This is the one.
All right, let me try it. All right, Kendall, you lick it off my finger.
My you were so right. This is it.
Now, the one with the saffron.
No, dear, this is the one, dear. This is the exact one, dear. This is the one that you will be served with the blooming onion that we're getting from the new fryer, dear.
There's a new fryer.
They brought in a new fryer, emergency backup fryer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's good. Good that they had that.
That is good. That is good.
Oh dear! Oh, terrible news! Charles the contractor, he's just deep fried his ducky shorts in the new deep fryer.
Charles, what have I told you?
Oh, you gotta look at this. Somebody look at this deep fryer.
Charles, can you please not get a kick out of every restaurant in every country?
Well, there he goes. And here we go.
Well, put this sauce in a jar. We're going to have to take it on with us somewhere else with a new fryer.
Somewhere else on a new distant horizon, Kendall. a new friar.
Have I said how much I hate Charles?
A new mountain to climb, new heights to reach. It's Cliff and Kendall Ghost.
Oh, we'll reach them next week.
Now, let's reach them next week.
Yeah, we'll put it off next week. We got it.
I've got to see what this dessert menu looks like in here.
Charles hasn't gotten into any of the dessert. What is he?
He can't deep fry. He can't put his underwear in a pastry bag.
Can he? You'd be surprised what he can do.
Or can he?
Do you have a? I'm sad, Cliff.
I'm sad. I've been sad for minutes.
Do you have a quote?
You know, at one point I thought I might have, but who can say at this juncture?
Well, this is a quote from some author nobody knows. Could have been a ghost. It's an unknown. Who knows? If someone offers you a breath mint, accept it.
Oh, shit.
But that's just all good. That's
the CEO of certs. What you got to get those certs dollars up.
And I'm cert of that.
I'm certain. Kendall, we got to go.
We got to go. I want some dessert. We'll see you next week.
Next week. We're going to hit the heights.
In my eyes.
Next week. Scale the peak.
It's coming. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Get over it, over it, over it.
Tell mama all.